music by Victor Herbert. That was Moonbeams with Symphony Nova Scotia, conducted by Boris Brott. It is 9:24 on Classical Mornings. I'm Jean Stillwell on the new Classical FM. The Toronto Children's Chorus Concert, Sounds of the Season, is taking place December 15th at 2 p.m. at Roy Thompson Hall. With us to talk about it this morning are founder and former artistic director Jean Ashworth Bartle and the current director of the Toronto Children's Chorus, Zimfira Polos. For more information and tickets, let's start with torontochildrenschorus.com. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jean.
How are you both? Jean, how are you?
I'm very happy to be here. I'm glad to see you again after all these years, Jean.
My goodness. we go so far back. My goodness gracious, so much story. And Zimfira, very nice to meet you. First time. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and it's so fantastic to have Jean with us.
Yes, what a lovely thing. What a nice treat. Jean, it's great to see you.
Well, Zimfira and I met 20 years ago. And Nancy Telfer, the wonderful composer, brought this lady to my rehearsal and came up to me at break and said, I want you to meet the Jean Ashworth Bartle of Kazakhstan.
Wow. And yes, I heard.
I said, oh, really? And Nancy said, she doesn't speak English, but can you? And I said, of course, we'll find her something to do. And she is brilliant.
I can imagine she would.
Brilliant. No, she has taken the Toronto Children's Chorus to new, greater levels, and I am thrilled.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm very excited. Now, let's talk about the Toronto Children's Chorus concert that's coming up. What's on the program, Zimfira?
Oh, we have a wonderful partnership with Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Isn't that nice?
We just performed last Sunday at Meridian Hall. We were guest artists featured by Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, and we performed Fantasia on Christmas Carols.
Oh, beautiful.
And we will perform this piece at Roy Thompson Hall together with a small chamber ensemble of Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. And we have two unique pieces also to bring that up from Latvia. It's composed by Eric Eschenwalds, and accompaniment will be on the wine glasses, tuned wine glasses.
Oh, yes, that's such a great idea.
And,
what fun.
Also, we're experimenting with different sound effects, and our training choirs all will be on stage. We're so proud for army of young people singing with such a love.
How many young people will be singing?
Over 300 singers we will have on stage, plus alumni, choir. It's a wonderful gathering.
What a wonderful thing.
And it's tradition which was created by Jean Ashworth Bartle.
Yes, of course.
And all these alumni always come to support, which we're very proud of.
Now, the Toronto Children's Chorus, there are how many choirs within that title?
I will say 8 divisions. And
isn't that fantastic?
It's fantastic to see young people walking into the church as old as 4 years old. Uh-huh. And we have grade 12 students who is supporting younger choristers. The leadership program we have fantastic. And it's wonderful to see how young people grow. And it's
of course a
place to grow young people. I think it's fantastic to sing in the choirs.
Yes. And how will it be positioned on stage? Will the ensemble, the instrumentalists, be in front of the chorus, or how will you stage that for the best acoustic?
Yes, Roy Thompson Hall is some big stage, and we have to figure out all these logistics.
Tricky.
Because we have to also cover all transitions between choirs.
Yes.
We hope alumni choir will sing from the balcony, and instrumentalists will be at the front of the choir.
Oh, lovely. That's lovely. Well, I know that Jean and I go so far back. I remember the first year the Toronto Children's Chorus started. Isn't that something? What was that, 1978?
Or 1878.
Yeah.
1978,
yeah.
October.
Isn't that something?
I got the call from Walter Homburger.
Oh, yes. Great
in
agent.
In March of that year, when I put a children's choir together to sing with the symphony.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, what a fantastic opportunity.
Yes, a wonderful opportunity.
And I said, do you want my school choir? Do you want the church choir? Oh, well, just bring 45 children.
Yeah, amazing.
So if you're going to make your debut with the Toronto Symphony and Andrew David's conducting, make sure it's the last act of the Nutcracker.
Oh, sure.
G major in thirds singing "Ah."
Aw, beautiful.
We spent 6 months rehearsing it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you do that in two or three rehearsals. That's how much the choir has grown in its ability to learn new music, and it's become such a wonderful professional organization.
And I'll never forget just what a wonderful teacher you were, a wonderful guide, guidance of all young voices and support. I remember being on stage and having gotten last minute notice to sing a very fiendishly difficult piece by Sir Michael Tippett, and you were in the choir, and I remember looking around at you and you just had thumbs up. You can do this, Jean. How wonderful. You'll be great. And it was just, you were a wonderful support at a very nerve-wracking time for me. And so I can only imagine how wonderful Jean is in Führer with the kids and youth, wouldn't you say?
It's unbelievable, because coming to see in action a person who loves music so much and kids and treat them as an artist.
Yes.
Not with like a children.
Tremendous respect.
It's
with tremendous
respect for young people.
And this is a woman who had got the Order of Ontario in 1998 and the Order of Canada in 2002. And now you have a special scholarship. Tell us about that with the course.
Well, my late husband, Donald Bartle, mm-hmm. who, of course, was a wonderful tenor. And
wonderful
sang with your
tenor.
Mother.
Sang with my mother, that's right.
150 years. And he was very, very supportive of my work in TCC. He really was extraordinary. And so we have established, Don died in August of 22.
Mm-hmm.
We've established the Don Bartle Youth Choral Award, an endowment that I hope will go on forever. And this is to ensure that children are able to go on tours or go or pay fees mm-hmm. now. And so this is a legacy which I've been very, very happy.
It's very exciting.
It is.
And isn't it wonderful that these young voices can get such exceptional training and have professionals, people, and homes, beautiful acoustic homes in which to sing, which is only more supportive and exciting. Even if they don't go on professionally, or they do, whatever, they have that confidence and self-worth from having trained with you both.
That's true. And the alumni still tell me that the best friends they have are the friends they made as children
yes.
in the choir.
Yes.
Even despite university and their careers,
mm-hmm.
their closest friends are still, there's a bond there that's never broken.
It's a wonderful thing making
music
together.
And many of them do go on and have professional careers.
Sure, and why not?
That's very exciting.
Yes, and the seeds are sown in that choir. And that's why you guys are so important. Because that's what gives people confidence to go on, period. No matter what it is that they do.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful thing. You learn so many skills when you sing in a children's choir.
That's absolutely true.
So I want to thank you both for coming in this morning. I wish we could talk for hours. I know that. But I know that, Zemfira, you must be a fabulous conductor, having trained and worked. And now you have one of the finest children's choirs in Canada to work with. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate it.
Huge honor.
And for me too. And thank you, Jean. Very nice to see you after all these years.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jean Ashworth Bartle and Zemfira Polos about the Toronto Children's Chorus Concert, Sounds of the Season. It's taking place December 15th at 2 p.m. at Roy Thompson Hall. For tickets, go to torontochildrenschorus.com. Thanks a lot.